Blog Talk Radio.
Merry Christmas, baby.
Hi, everybody. This is TCU Radio with a little bit of a Chuck Berry Christmas carol coming at you. Let's take a little listen to Chuck for a few seconds, shall we?
Merry Christmas, baby. You really did treat me nice. You bought me a hi-fi for Christmas. Now I'm living in paradise. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. I've got good music on my radio.
We may not have good music on our radio, but we have some good political talk on up here tonight.
Got good music on my radio.
Man, is there anything better than some blues around Christmas?
Yes, I want to hug and kiss you, baby, while you're standing neath the mistletoe.
Okay, everybody, on tonight's show we have... Topics include Ron Paul's single fundraising day record, Bill Clinton laying the hammer down on Barack Obama, and Mike Huckabee criticizing Bush's foreign policy, thus proving he's an anti-American communist. Right now, while we let Chuck Berry play in the background, it seems like this file doesn't want to stop playing, I'm going to go ahead and bring in George. Hey, George. Here, but George doesn't want to come on the air.
Satan came down the chimney about half past three. Left all these pretty presents that you see before me. Merry Christmas, baby.
So we'll just listen to a little more Chuck Berry, get ourselves in the holiday spirit. I hope holiday is going well for everyone so far. You know, we're only a week outside of Christmas. A lot of people get stressed out, a lot of people get nervous, a lot of people get worried. Are they going to have enough presents? Are they going to have enough this? How are they going to get home? What are they going to do? Well, you know, I'm here to tell you, it's all going to be good. You made it through last Christmas. You'll make it through this Christmas, too. It'll all be fine. Hey, it finally stopped. I was just getting into my, my holiday riff on for Chuck, and there it all goes. But... Yeah, Christmas is a great time of year. You shouldn't get stressed out about it. I love Christmas. Even if you don't like Christmas, just remember, it's really only one day. Make it through December 25th. December 26th is just another, well, this year I think it's a Wednesday. So, as I do my darndest to actually click on George and get him on the air here, we'll just keep talking. One of the big topics tonight we had lined up was Ron Paul's single-day fundraising record of $6.026 million, which is just as impressive as it sounds, especially when you consider that, you know, Ron wasn't out there holding gigantic fundraisers. He wasn't out there whining and dining the elite crowd. This was mostly internet contributions from regular people like me and you. I think anybody... who's foolish enough now to discount the Ron Paul movement needs to have their head examined. Ron Paul's for real, kids. Whether the people in the Republican Party want to admit it or not, it's true. He's definitely here and for real, and he's not going away anytime soon. So they can keep hoping. They can keep hoping that, you know, Ron's going to fade and Ron's going to go and his message won't be heard. But he's here. I think that's where he's going to stay. I think he's probably going to be in now. There we got George. Hey, George. George.
Hello?
Hello. Hey, Will.
Hey.
I got Will. Where's George? I didn't know if you were calling in tonight, Will. Hey, George, you there? George. His number's sitting here.
Uh-oh.
Hello, 718.
You're on the air.
Hello. Oh, wait a minute. We have George dialing in twice. Let me try the one below. Hello, George. Boy, George is having all kinds of trouble. Hey, George, is this you, George?
I am here.
Yay!
Okay, your number is showing up twice on the board, George.
That's because I hung up and I called back when you kept...
Yeah, I mean, I kept pushing on the air, and you wouldn't come in.
I know.
I'm frantically pushing the button, and nothing's happening. Well, look at this.
While I'm waiting for George to come up, I'm just going to talk more about Chuck Berry.
Oh, I could talk about Chuck Berry all day. So, what do we think about the new Roy Yankees? Had to hit you with it early, George.
Oh, yeah.
It only
makes sense that these names would happen to come up when the fact that, you know, that two of the main sources of information were two guys from the Yankees and the Mets. And just basically just saying, like, okay, what do you want to know?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think the Yankees, unlike other clubs, had a propensity to sign players for a while, especially earlier this decade, that there were questions about.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, as soon as we lost 2001, that's when Steinbrenner basically took the reins and decided to sign everybody that he wanted. So we went out and immediately got Jason Giambi. There we go. And then 2 years later, we got Gary Sheffield. There you go.
This is like a who's who of the steroid list. I'm waiting for the five pods this offseason.
At the same time, you know, like I was looking at, looking back at the 2000 highlight reel, the highlight tape that I have for the 2000 Subway Series, and they're talking about all these great midseason acquisitions that they got: David Justice, Glenn Allen Hill, Jose. Granted, David Justice helped us out big time in the postseason, but thankfully neither Glenn Allen Hill nor Jose Canseco did a single thing.
Well, okay, guys, let's get up baseball. I'm just so happy the gang's out here because, Will, I didn't think you'd call in because you didn't reply to my email.
Sometimes I like to make surprise visits. Sorry.
A surprise visits.
Like the one you made at 411. That was...
Yeah. Well, what was up with this? If I would have showed you George's answers ahead of time on Fact or Fiction, would you have just written, "I agree with George" in every question? I intentionally tried not to show you the answers, and you came back with one-sentence replies. George writes a book, you write one sentence, and I'm thinking, man, sometimes life really does mirror art. Okay.
He said I could write as much as I wanted to.
I should have said at least 50 words per question. No. Make you really stretch it out a bit. Okay, let's get into the politics. Usually George and I will just babble on for a good 15 minutes, and since I just talk about some politics. By the way, I didn't have a chance to email this to you guys. I'd like to thank the hundreds, yes, hundreds of people that downloaded George and I's show last week.
No kidding.
Yes,
wow.
I would like to thank them all. If I could thank them all personally, I would. You guys were great. We had a lot of live listeners last week because of the audio trouble. You couldn't hear me, and I really couldn't hear you.
Granted, we kind of did the Star Wars Special Edition thing. We re-released it.
Well, we really didn't do it. I was just amazed we didn't do the same show twice.
Some good good material that I was throwing out like the first time around that I never got to dip into
the second time. Hey, I'm like playing with a good jam band. I never play the same song twice. Okay, guys, let's get into it. The big topic of the week: our boy Ron Paul.
We
do like Ron Paul. As I was talking about, Ron in a 24-hour period on December the 16th, which I think was Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Raised $6.026 million. Surpassing the one-day record of $5.7 million held by John, yes, I am a real human being, Carrie. during the day, 58,000 people contributed to Dr. Paul's campaign, including 24,940 first-time donors, and over 118,000 people, Americans, have donated to the campaign in this quarter alone.
Wow.
Those
are some staggering numbers.
That just warms the cockles, you know.
Yeah.
It really, you know,
grassroots campaign.
He's somebody who basically, he's somebody that the media is not spoon feeding to the public. The public is grabbing like Ron Paul before he could be served and just gobbling him up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, guys, I got to ask you a question. It's probably going to make you really unpopular. I asked George this week.
Mm-hmm.
I'll ask you, Will, first, since I know you can't copy George then.
okay, I agree.
Shut up, Will. Well, we've missed you on the program.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah, it's just a natural response. Like, I guess Tourette's, I agree, is that Tourette's 9/11. Now, let me ask you. Rudy Giuliani. Oof, that was a close one. Ron Paul. Will he win the Republican nomination in 2008? Yes or no? No maybes.
That's a very good question.
I have no idea.
I mean, because now, you know, with all these polls coming in, you know, Mike Huckabee's, you know, everyone's saying, oh, Huckabee's coming in into the left lane, you know, on the outside track. And, you know, here's Ron Paul getting all this financial support from you know, people over the Internet, and it's basically a grassroots campaign. He has a shot. He has a good shot.
Okay, you say he has a good shot. That's not a yes or no.
I know. That's
yes
I know that's not a yes or no.
Yes or no? How many graduate degrees? Yes or no? Will, come on, I'm going to pin you down. I'm going to ask George next, so don't feel bad.
Okay.
Yes or no? What's your gut feeling?
Well, I think the media is going to have some wrangling in all this, and I don't think he's going to get it.
Okay, so you got to know. George, same question. Hopefully I won't have to beat the answer out of you like I did Will.
I agree with Will.
Oh! Pinch me, poke me, make me bleed.
That's not a yes or no, guys.
That is a no. I think he's gonna give. I think he's really gonna surprise a lot of people with the amount of support that he has. But I also have to say, as Will did, that the media is definitely gonna play a part in this. And the conservative, Republican, media and everything, that's going to definitely play a part in this, so I'm going to have to say that they will eventually wind up derailing him, so I'm going to say no.
I have another question for you guys. This is a really tough question. Will Ron Paul, now that he has $18 million banked, win a state? Anybody can jump in, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, Will and George both think Ron Paul's going to win a state. If he wins
which
state,
one?
I
can't tell you, but I think I do believe he can win a state.
If he wins a single primary, that I know his supporters don't like this loading of expectations, but if he wins a single primary, that is a huge accomplishment.
Oh yeah.
Patrick Cannon had a win in a state once.
And then that's a huge slap in the face to the other Republican candidates.
And by the way, guys, since we're all finally here on the same show together, I have to now say, we are taking credit for the rise of Mike Huckabee.
Are we?
If we would have never started the Huckabee Award.
Dun, 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 dun.
Mike Huckabee would still be laboring in obscurity.
I have to give credit to I actually have to give credit to the New York Post for one instance. Last week I was looking at their their headlines, and they were talking about something that he, had a screw up about. I forget which one it was. But it said in big letters, "I hucked up." Yeah. I was like, "That is brilliant."
That's a good play on words.
Okay, guys. But see, I think without us creating the Huckabee Award and giving him all that attention,
yeah,
he'd be nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he'd be sitting down there with Duncan Hunter, and they'd be nudging Fred Thompson in the ribs, trying to wake him up during debates.
Oh yeah.
That's what would be going on.
Well, they'd be finding Fred Thompson's, dressing room empty because he just went on Leno.
You're not going to hold that against him till the end of time, aren't you, George?
Well, the simple fact of the matter is, if you're gonna make a play, make a big statement in that other field, the field being politics, you show up a few times first before you skip class and go over back to the other side.
Yeah, well, Freddie's on his 15-day bus tour of all of Iowa. I don't know how much this could possibly help him by this point.
What do you do?
Because when you haven't actually campaigned at all, he's like a kid that hasn't studied all semester and is now cramming for the final. Yeah, it's not going to help him. He could walk across Iowa, and it wouldn't help him by this point.
It wouldn't take him 15 days.
Yeah, I wonder what kind of bus he's taking if he's taking 15 days.
I mean, it's just like the whole, like, you know, looping nightmare sequence from Nightmare on Elm Street 4. Just all of a sudden, he just winds up in the same place, and he doesn't even realize.
He just keeps going in circles visiting the same diner every day.
Right.
He's got those caucus covers nailed down. Okay, now, other topic on the list. You guys probably have heard about Bill Clinton's at it again.
Mm-hmm.
Bubba's playing bad cop again. This time it was on Charlie Rose. He is saying, I can give you the whole quote if we want. I got it right here. But in a nutshell, Bill Clinton is saying that it is a risk to vote for Barack Obama. That the country would be taking a risk by electing Obama.
Oh, man.
I don't know if you guys are aware of the quote.
Take a page out of the Cheney playbook.
I'm reading this now. I'll read it to you now, okay? Quote, if you listen to the people who are most strongly for him, Obama supporters, they basically say we have to throw away all these experienced people because they've been through the wars of the 90s and they made enough decisions and enough calls that they made a few mistakes. And what we want is somebody who started running for president a year after he became senator because he's fresh, he's new, he's never made a mistake, and he has massive political skills. And we're willing to risk it, end quote.
Well, we know that Hillary's part of the political machine, so...
Well, my question is this. Now, in case you guys haven't really been paying a lot of attention, they've been trying to roll out, at the same time they have Bill Clinton taking shots at Obama, they've been trying to roll out the kinder, gentler Hillary.
Yeah.
The softer,
yeah, go
good girl Hillary. Everybody likes Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
My question is it a good idea to have the most popular politician in the Democratic Party playing bad cop and attacking who might be the second or third most popular politician in the Democratic Party?
No.
No.
It is not a good idea at all. You leave the bashers, you leave the bashing to the professionals. What Clinton is good for doing is for rallying support.
Right.
That's what he's good at. He's not good at throwing stones at someone else.
Right.
If it's you guys, now I know Hillary has the reputation as an ice queen, but if it's you guys, do you put Hillary on the attack and let Bill soften it up? Should it be reversed? Should Bill be playing the good cop here?
I don't think there should be any sort of good cop back. It should just be good cop. You know, like, just concentrate on yourself
right now.
Yeah, just
they're very positive stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like,
I mean,
like,
I think they need to be going with a better... I think they need to go with a better message, first of all, than what they're doing. I mean, what they're coming with is not good.
Right, because basically they're saying, we're going to get rid of politics as usual. And to show that, we're going to give you politics as usual.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they're going to really be able to. I don't know. I don't buy that whole Clinton getting rid of politics as usual thing. I don't buy Hillary Clinton as a change agent.
Right.
Yeah,
I just don't buy it. You know what I mean?
That's,
and I don't think most people do either.
Yeah.
That's why I say that she is so ingrained in the political machine that she has nothing new to offer, and it's just going to be the same old stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the same old political
I
wrangling. So
it'll be the same car with a different driver. That's all it's going to be.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you think that'll sell, though?
Do you think it'll sell? Is that what we said?
Do you think it'll sell with Democratic voters?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I mean,
are they going to see right through Hillary Clinton as change agent?
I think they're almost starting to now.
Yeah, because in that same interview with Charlie Rose, it says right here in the on the editor and publisher website that Clinton attributed his wife's decline in Iowa to the press overplaying her poor answer to one debate question on driver licenses for illegal aliens, end quote. And I have to disagree with that, and what really turned me off was when we found out that she was planting people in the crowd, and the whole thing was staged. And so
we've been complaining about this for weeks. That's why I'm kind of laughing. He's been talking about this to me for like weeks.
But this, yeah, I know. This whole thing is, you know, that the whole, you know, the pep rallies are staged, and you know, and you can see it right in her face that she doesn't really, you know, she's not saying what she really thinks. And
okay, George, say it with me: National Intelligence.
NIE.
Okay. Now, our last topic for today, guys, is Huckabee's article in Foreign Affairs that ran over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys read it. I actually read it twice. It was a good article. Wrote about it in today's column. Yeah, today's Tuesday. The quote that everybody's picking up on is that American foreign policy needs to change its tone and attitude to open up and reach out. The Bush administration's arrogant bunker mentality has been counterproductive at home and abroad. My administration will recognize that the United States' main fight does not pit us against the world, but pits the world against terrorists. Now, and he also said that we can't export democracy as if it was Coca-Cola or KFC.
Well, I'm sure if I was working for Coca-Cola or KFC, I would appreciate the name dropping. But
yeah.
No, I mean, let's think about the context of this. There are Republicans, namely Mitt Romney, who are just jumping all over him for this.
Well, yeah,
because
they're going. He's taken a chance by going up against their boy Bush. You know, and that's basically, you know, that's something that with the Republican Party, you know, That shows signs of free will.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good.
And as we all know, independent thought is discouraged in the Republican Party.
Oh yeah.
Thou shalt not think. Guns are good. Gays are bad.
Well, just take a look at the amount of vetoing that Bush has had to do during the time that the Republicans were in control of Congress, compared to the time now. I mean, that's basically like veto almost seems to be like every other word in the newspaper these days.
Yeah.
And it's before, you know, like he would say, I want to do this. Congress said, we want to do this. And then he'd sign a bill saying, I want to do this. And that would be fine.
Now he's trying to assert himself.
Yeah.
It's almost like he vetoes things to maintain his relevancy.
If he's not
vetoing things right now, people would forget he's there.
I almost forgot he was there.
that didn't.
And then all of a sudden,
yeah,
he vetoed the child education bill. It's just like, oh, there he is.
Yeah. Then there's the kids' health care bill that he shot down twice.
Yep.
Yep.
Which I mean, he's already said he's going to give more money than what he was originally going to give, which wasn't even enough to cover the program. So the Democrats won that one.
Mm-hmm.
It's all over now. But how much is actually going to cost? I mean, but Bush is going to try to stand firm and look as Republican as he can. But okay, what do you guys? I haven't asked this in a long time on each of you. Give me your opinion of Mitt Romney. Either one can jump in.
He's just getting quieter and quieter. It seems. You know, like, I'm not really getting any sort of vibe from him ever since the whole, you know, like ever since the whole, like, who was it, Bob Jones, that was endorsing him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, ever since that happened and everything, and he was basically just kind of saying how, you know, like, you know, saying how these, you know, religions could, you know, could work together and everything. It just seemed like that was it. You know, it just seemed like there really wasn't all that much left.
Yeah.
I asked George last week. He thinks Romney's toast. Will, what do you see? Read the tea leaves. What do you see from Mitt Romney?
Yeah, I think Romney is fading.
Well, that was pretty dramatic, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Fading.
Do I get an Oscar for that?
Slowly into the oblivion.
Fading.
Into the background of political obscurity comes the Mormon.
Rising.
Fading.
I think fading.
Yeah, do a synthesis for us. I think Mitt's whole strategy, as he keeps saying over and over again, was simply based on winning the early states. He doesn't win the early states, he's not going to win.
No.
He doesn't have a constituency. I mean, Mormons aren't that big of a group in this country. He can win in Utah, and he can probably win in Michigan because his dad was governor there, and Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, that's not going to win you nomination.
No.
You know, Mitt Romney, to me, his selling point is, look at me, I'm just like Ronald Reagan.
which that seems to be. If you listen to Mitt Romney for any length of time, there will be a matter of minutes Ronald Reagan's name will be invoked.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
at the same time, people thought the
optimist.
Same thing with Fred Thompson. He was just like,
he's
going to be the next Ronald Reagan because he was an actor.
I think Fred's a better actor than Reagan ever was, but that's a different discussion.
Fred wasn't Necessary Roughness, so that alone gets bonus points for me.
That time for Bonzo win an Oscar? No.
Well.
I know, Will, shut up.
We're going to replace you soon. I wonder where Brian McLean is right now. Ryan Latimer, if you're out there, please call us. No, you know what? I think Mitt miscalculated. They actually, honest to God, believed being a Mormon wouldn't be a big deal to evangelical Christians. Everyone should just stop laughing now.
it just seems like they've decided that Huckabee right now is like the flavor of the month. You know, like,
yeah, Huckabee's their boy right now. Huckabee,
yeah, because
Huckabee,
like,
Southern.
First it was McCain, and then McCain wasn't working. Then they tried. Giuliani, how about Giuliani? He's pretty good. No, all right. How about Fred Thompson? He's coming into the race right now. Hey, I want to go. Shut up, Paul. Get in the back. All right.
Yeah. Well, Paul, we are not interested. Nah, money. Who cares? Put him in the back. Yeah. You see, here's what I'm wondering. Mike Huckabee is theirs because A, he's Southern. B, he's Christian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
that might be enough to win this thing.
Yeah,
it really might.
He's the closest thing that the Christian coalition has.
30% of the vote. Yeah, caucus
they
in Iowa.
They seem to be using like the same sort of strategy that had the Democrats bringing in John Kerry. So, like, they didn't think that he was the best one. They just thought that he could win.
Yeah, I honestly don't think Mike Huckabee can win.
No, I don't think so.
No.
I think he gets lit up like the proverbial Christmas tree. By the way, I haven't asked Will this question. Will,
yes.
Who's going to win the Democratic nomination?
I'm still holding on to John Edwards.
Okay.
I think that the Hillary and Barack are going to beat each other up, and then John Edwards is going to pull ahead.
George, have you changed your mind since last week? What's your feel?
Last week I was thinking that Obama was going to take it, wasn't I? Or did I think that Hillary was going to hold on?
You were Obama last week.
I was actually. I'm thinking that that Obama can get this. I think that Oprah's definitely giving him the some support and everything. As long as she promises to sit in the back after everything is finished. Once
George,
he's got the nomination, then he can take it from there. But
George,
she's definitely helping him out.
George, maybe telling a black woman to sit in the back. Let's think about this.
Well, obviously, she's not going to, but...
George, you tried to send her to the back of the bus? What are you doing?
Okay, poor choice of words.
Brian?
Granted, it is an Oprah bus, so,
It is an Oprah. She owns the bus,
Yeah.
Well, I think what you meant to say is you want her to step back from the campaign.
Yes.
We don't want George to have similar.
I was actually
thinking
like in the back seat of a car so that he can drive. And
we don't want civil rights marches in front of George's house.
Hey, publicity.
Publicity.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man.
Well, I'm not a publicity.
That just got me, man. When you said sit in the back, I'm like, oh, my God, he's trying to Rosa Parks her. Okay, guys, we got 2 minutes left of the show, roundabouts there. What do you got to tell us? What do you got to pimp this week, George?
After I wipe the sweat off my brow from that little words there, let me just go ahead and regain my credibility by saying I'm going to be covering a scene from The Big Lebowski tomorrow on Scene Anatomy 101, and I will also be having the UBS Evening Movie News on Thursday, and my review of Charlie Wilson's War will be going up on Friday.
Okay. Will, you got anything new to promote?
As usual, nothing.
Oh, you're a sad, sad man, Will Riddell.
Yes, I am.
Do you guys want to try to squeeze in one more show before Christmas?
I can pull it off. I think.
I'm leaving Monday. I'm leaving on Christmas Eve, so we might be able to do one over the weekend if you guys so desire.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that about does it for us. We're out of time. In case we don't get to talk to you again, we have 8 seconds. Happy holidays, everybody. Have a good time. Be safe. We'll try to be back with your show before we split for the holiday. Thank you, Will, for showing up for once.
Sure. it's a pleasure to be here.
And thank you, George, for labeling us all racist.
I do what I can.
Until next time, we'll see you later.
Bye-bye.